Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
This is Tom Cloud with this week's precious metals market update. I may seem a little frustrated this week, and I guess aggravated, as I continue to find it hard to believe that people cannot see what is happening, and we're seeing what they're calling a government shutdown that on Tuesday sent gold down $44. And as I record this on Wednesday, gold has come back up $36 as big money and smart money is moving in, realizing this is a very short-lived thing. Also, what the listeners need to realize is this shutdown that we're talking about now is about the fiscal year that ended on 9/30, and by law, they have to create the money to balance the budget for 2013 before they can start 2014, which was yesterday on Tuesday, as I record this week. So we're talking about, first of all, the government is affected to the people that are on the sidelines, but all the non-essentials is what this is about. The government is still running, and what you got to really think about and focus on is what we've been talking about is the 17th of October when the debt ceiling comes. First of all, let me say, going back to this argument about Obamacare, we just continue to be amazed that people think the Republicans really want to get rid of the power and do away with Obamacare. And if you don't believe me that if you think Republicans really do want to get rid of Obamacare, then wait until you see when they come out and say, we've got a compromise, and we're very happy, you know, some of the provisions we wanted, but there are some good provisions in the health care bill, and I'll bet anybody at dinner that's what is going to happen there. But if the Republicans were really against the health care bill, they would not budge. They would let the government shut down for the good of this country and the future of this country and not give in. But I'll assure you they're going to give in on issue one, which is the 9/30 fiscal year that just ended 2 days ago. But get ready for the debt ceiling argument, because we also know that's going to be raised $2 trillion, just like it was in August 2011. We saw gold go up over $100 in 2 days, and certainly when you know they're going to print $2 trillion, it's not going to last over 2.5 years. At the outset, you're seeing 20-something percent more money created out of thin air at a time gold mining is producing about 2,200 tons a year, which if you related that to money supply is about 1.5%. So gold's creation is going up 1.5%. while the paper money creation in the U.S. is going up between 20% and 30% per year. So it doesn't take a genius to figure out eventually where gold's going to go. Certainly there's been a lot of manipulation on the short term. The next thing I want to mention is the dollar has broken below 80, and gold has come up $36 today on Wednesday as I tape this. And, of course, the battle on that is, as the dollar goes down, you're going to see interest rates start up, and you're going to see intervention just like you did last Tuesday when the dollar broke below 80, and they came in because, as I've talked about on this show for several years, the sacred cow is the bond market. Because if the bond market collapses, then the U.S. really does become a third-world country after a period of time, because you can't sell your debt. Then you have to print it yourself, and then you hyperinflate. And certainly that is a real possibility. But so the bond market is very, very important. Going back to mining for just a second, of the 2,200 tons that are produced per year right now or expected to be produced this year, China's already accounted for 1,300 tons of it, one country. If you throw in India and Russia that we don't have figures on, I mean, probably 1,600 to 1,800 tons of the 2,200 tons being produced are going to three countries. And yet, we're seeing the rest of it spread out around the world, including the U.S. But we're getting into serious shortages in warehouses that are bonded for COMEX delivery, which we've talked about and sent out articles on. So just watch this very closely, because pretty soon miners are not going to really, they're going to just keep slowing down knowing they've got a valuable commodity in the ground, and they'll probably wait till it gets around 1875, 1900, then you'll see them pick up on the supply a little bit. But then you're talking about 2% a year they're increasing the gold supply, where fiat currency is still going to be increasing a lot more than that. And really, I want to end this quick update with a short story that happened to me over the weekend. I was out of town visiting some clients and going to a college football game, and I had a gentleman come up to me I've known for about 15 years, never done any business with me, has a relative very high up in J.P. Morgan, and he says, "Can you get physical gold?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "I can." And he said, "Well," we started talking about 15 minutes, and he said, "My relative has advised me to sell my ETFs and buy physical gold, and did I know anybody that I could get it from?" And he told him he did. So long story short, the high-ups in J.P. Morgan are even telling their clients to liquidate ETFs. Now, the first thought, you may be saying, well, they want them to liquidate it, just liquidate it and get into something else. But the real story is, what I've talked about on this show several times in the past, is we're not too far away from the musical chairs stopping. And when they stop, it's going to be like the tsunami that hit Thailand. It's not going to be something you're going to be notified about in the newspaper or me calling or putting out an email telling you. When the tsunami hits, it's going to hit, and anybody holding gold in an ETF are going to have to wait years of litigation. Just look at the Madoff situation and all the other banking scandals in 2008 and see how many people have gotten any money out of it yet. And the ones that have, it's been such a low percentage of what they have in there. So we continue to urge our clients to get out of ETFs and get into the physical metal, because when the music stops, there's going to be a lot of people out there that think they own gold that own nothing but worthless paper. This thing is getting very serious. The battle is getting serious around the world economically, and there are a lot of things that are going to happen the rest of Obama's tenure, and for me and my family, we're going to be heavier positioned in metals than we've ever been as a percentage of our portfolio. And you may not believe it now, but like I said, when the tsunami hits, it's going to be too late to make those changes. And all this is going to keep accelerating, especially as the physical gold leaves these warehouses. So hopefully it's been an update. I would be buying gold, silver, platinum, palladium, all before the 17th of October when the debt ceiling argument comes. Now, you may see the price dip like it did on August the 10th, 2011, the day before, but once they agree, once again, it's just like what I mentioned to you about what's going on right now and what the news has popped up on the screen while I'm talking, is the government's not going back to work today on Wednesday either. It looks like Obama won't bend. So who's going to give in? It's going to be the Republicans. Let Obamacare stay, but they're going to tell you that they did it because there is a few good provisions, and their people they work for wanted them to vote to get this thing back to work. But I can tell you the truth, I don't know anybody I've talked to that would not want Obama Obamacare taken out. So they're not representing us, the people. They're representing them, the politicians. So hopefully you'll start waking up if you haven't already. If you need to talk to me, I can be reached at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. And if you're not on an email blast, it's completely confidential, and you can sign up for that at FTMDaily.com. Go to the Precious Metals button and hit it, and you can sign up from a free email blast. If you don't like it for any reason, you can just unsubscribe. With this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.